Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Post-Gazette Sports Now YouTube channel and podcast network. He's Andrew Destin. I'm Noah Hiles. This show is brought to you by the North Shore Tavern. If you love baseball, you'll love the North Shore Tavern. The interior is wall-to-wall pirates. There are appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and, of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day. The North Shore Tavern is right across from PNC Park and is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. And Andrew, unlike the Pittsburgh Pirates, North Shore Tavern, it doesn't go through slumps. It's consistently great, which we can't really say for this team right now. The Pirates started the year 9-2. They are now 11-11. It's been a quick fall from grace. It just really got out of hand, and it's been a terrible week. They've lost six straight, eight of their last 10. Back-to-back sweeps now, and we're going to break down this Red Sox series with a good, bad, and ugly. Andrew, we don't even need to give initial thoughts because it's pretty cut and dry what's happening. I mean, it's all going wrong. So before we get into all of the obvious wrong stuff, I do want to point out, let's start with the good. Who or what has been your good through this series?
Brian Reynolds would be the one guy who was good for me. For him, obviously, this isn't the kind of, you know, sentimental, noteworthy milestone, but yesterday, we're recording this on Sunday evening, his Saturday game, that was the five-year anniversary of his MLB debut, and how else did he do it besides, you know, putting together four professional at-bats, getting three base knocks? He's been swinging a hot stick. He always does against the Red Sox for whatever reason, just a statistical anomaly, but, in all honesty, Reynolds has been as consistent a presence as there has been in this Pirates lineup, just in terms of day in, day out, he is in it. He's living up to that contract, at least in these early goings, based on production. He's been healthy. He's been available. And the series was a step in the right direction for him after some rotten ones against Philadelphia and New York, where there were some, you know, so-so performances. So Reynolds is the guy who, among everybody else, probably had the best series. How about you?
And I want to add on, I mean, Brian Reynolds has also been a very consistent defender this year.
Yeah,
sure. And that's been very hard to come by for this team, which we're going to talk about later. My good has been Connor Joe. Had a pinch hit home run. What did that have been? Saturday? Yes. They all just kind of blur together when it's bad, right? led off the top of the bottom of the first inning with a double, which I thought that ball was gone. I don't know about you, Andrew, but I mean, he's barreling the ball. He's hitting, what is it, an 860 OPS right now. And at this rate, Andrew, I mean, he's a guy where I'm not sure how you can justify not having him in the lineup every day. Yeah. Just with how bad a lot of their guys have been, especially the guys that you're looking at for power, which, again, we're going to talk about soon. This guy's providing you some pop. Now, is Connor Joe going to hit as many home runs as O'Neill Cruz if you play both of them 150 games? Probably not. But right now, he's one of two, three, four guys on the whole team who look to have an actual chance when they're in the box right now facing big league pitching. It's been that type of stretch for this team. And I'm not saying it's not going to last forever. I'm sure they'll wake up eventually. But yeah, I mean, it's been Joe, it's been Reynolds, maybe a little bit of Oliveris, although he's cooled down as of late. Alika Williams has done well in the handful of games he's played. But that's really all the good. We'll get into the bad now. Andrew, take your pick. What do you got?
For me, it's defense. And I think Sunday was the low point for this group. And, you know, some of you watching this may disagree and say, well, it was this game, it was that game. Well, that's kind of the point. Is that there's just been too many of them. I believe at this point now the Pirates have made 17 errors as a team through 22 games, you know, a little bit off a pace of an error a game. That's obviously not what you want. And look at the Sunday game, right? You got O'Neill Cruz drops a pop-up flat out. You've got Joey Bart with catcher interference. You've got Ryder Ryan not holding guys on and letting them steal bases standing up. Aroldis Chapman with a violation with the balk. You know, it's a laundry list is what it is, and asked Derek Shelton about it, and he, you know, candidly said a similar comment to what Ben Cherington said on his weekly radio show, that, you know, the defense surprisingly has just not been as good as expected, and it needs to be cleaned up. O'Neal Cruz leads the team with 5 errors. As of Sunday, that's tied with Ellie De La Cruz for the most errors in baseball, with 5. Henry Davis has not been a plus defender behind the plate. Ke'Bryan Hayes has negative defensive runs saved at third base, if you can believe that, coming off a Gold Glove year. So I don't have an explanation. I don't have a rationale to it. I just know the defense has not been good, and that's a problem.
And to build upon that, Andrew, I mean, you can get away with playing terrible defense when you're hitting the cover off the ball. I mean, we've seen in the past teams reach the postseason by sacrificing defense for offense. I mean, we saw multiple teams play like Mike Moustakas at second base, you know, at points, or just like, you know, where they do that, where, you right. know, like the Dodgers could probably find a better defensive shortstop than Mookie Betts, but they know they're going to get the offensive production to maybe overcome some of the shortcomings that a traditional outfielder would have at that position. This is not the case for the Pirates. They're a team that when they were built, defense was a big part of that equation. It's why they went and got Michael A. Taylor. It's why Triolo probably won the job out of spring training, and although he's been pretty good, but it has been bad, and it's I don't know. I don't want to say it's cost them games, because the offense is the main reason why they're not winning as of late, but it's not helped them by any stretch of the imagination. For bad, I mean, there's a lot of picks for me. I'll go with Quinn Priester. That seems like 3 years ago when he pitched, because of all of the bad baseball we've had to watch since he stepped on the mound. But I mean, and I'm not sitting here saying to give up on Quinn Priester. I think he's going to get plenty of more opportunities because he's 23 years old. He was a first round draft pick. He was once a top 100 prospect. And he does well in AAA, Andrew. I mean, this guy is a guy who does well in the minor leagues. He's always an all-star, it seems like. He had a dominant start to the season there with, I believe it was 20 strikeouts and 5 walks or something along those lines. His K rate was like 30%. And we saw none of that in the major leagues. His first inning in his first start, which was Friday, in the big leagues this year, just gets shelled, allows 2 home runs. The long ball continued to, I mean, they were hitting him hard. Even the balls that weren't leaving the park were still a lot of hard contact. You didn't see the swing and miss like we heard about in Indianapolis this year. It looked like the same guy that we saw last year that looked very overmatched against big league hitters. And that was not the 27 Yankees he was facing, or the 04 Red Sox. There was no Manny Ramirez or David Ortiz. There were, I would venture to say, for casual baseball fans, probably 7 people that you would not even recognize in that lineup. But they hurt him. It was bad. It's discouraging because, you know, you would like to see some sort of, hey, he put it together in AAA, maybe it'll be different. And I'm not saying it won't be. Maybe he'll be better his second time through. It certainly wasn't encouraging. It was pretty bad for Quinn Priester. We'll move over to the ugly now. I'll keep it rolling here real quick, because I think there's 2 guilty culprits as far. I mean, you could point at Kutch, Sawinski, Davis. They've all been really bad at the plate. But when you look at like the lack of power, I think there's 2 guys you can really circle. And that's Rowdy Tellez and the guy you're going to talk about, Andrew, which is O'Neal Cruz. I'll talk about Rowdy. I mean, this is a dude that they brought in as a left-handed hitting bat to take advantage of that short porch in right field. He has 1 extra base hit in the first 22 games of the season, Andrew. It was a home run on the road. I believe it was a pinch hit home run on the road. He's hitting .188 in his last 15 games, .174 in his last 7 games, a .423 OPS in his last 15, a .382 OPS in his last 7. Just 1 run batted in. In his last 15 games, 2 walks, 11 strikeouts. Obviously, he slammed his bat Saturday, broke it. And I'll give Rowdy credit. I mean, he stood in front of reporters and talked about it and, you know, took his medicine or whatever. But it's just not looking good right now. All the other guys that they've kind of brought in this offseason have at least shown something. Michael Taylor started the year strong. Chapman looks to be, I mean, he – didn't allow a run today, did he? No. I mean, he bounced back a little earned. Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earned. Okay. So he bounced back a little bit there. But I mean, this Telez acquisition, it's looking rough. And I'm not saying, again, give up on him or anything. He's going to be here for at least another month or so to prove himself. But like, I don't understand how you can justify putting him in the lineup right now ahead of Connor Joe. It's been bad. There's no power, and the defense isn't good enough to justify, you know, hitting 188 in your last 15 games. So, Andrew, go ahead and tell us about even probably the bigger problem, which is O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'd love to, you know, sit here and get on Rowdy Telez and say that that's been the key reason behind the Pirates slide, but unfortunately, it's not. Or fortunately, you know, frankly, probably not the correct word there. But honestly, with O'Neill Cruz, the reality is just this, is that they tried to sit him down. Manager Derek Shelton tried to give him a day off in New York. Joey Bart gets hit with a ball and gets a late scratch from that game. And for that reason, you know, you have to throw O'Neill Cruz back in the lineup. There was a reason that Shelton tried to get him a day off. It's because Cruz has not been hitting well. He's not been feeling well. This past week, it's been rough. You look at the last seven games, 15 strikeouts. You look at those last seven games, batting average has gone from 298 to 207. And he's now striking out more than 40% of the time this season. That OPS is down below 600. It has not been a good season for O'Neill Cruz, which is crazy to say because about a week and a half ago, you could have said, wow, what a solid start for him. Yeah, the fielding isn't quite there. Coming back from the fractured left fibula, just hasn't quite looked like himself there. But hey, in the box, he's hitting the ball the opposite way. Like, we hadn't seen that to that degree. What a difference a week makes. He just has not looked good. In need of a day off. Talk to reporters today. We'll have a story for you guys on post-gazette.com Monday morning for you guys to check out on it. But yeah, basically admitted, hey, my confidence is not where I want it to be. I'm still looking for it. These are Cruz's words, paraphrasing, of course, but just saying that, hey, I'm not quite there. My confidence, it's tough coming back from this series of an injury. Want to be there, has the support of the teammates, all those sorts of things. But just a rough week for Cruz, a rough week for the Pirates. And they need him to be at his full potential or at least close to it for this thing to get going. Because if not, then what are we talking about here? Because they need him.
Yes, they do. Just to add a couple of notes onto your Cruz stuff. Ironically enough, you mentioned how he was supposed to have that off day. That off day is the only day he's had a hit,
yeah.
I believe. I think he had two hits Wednesday against the Mets. I believe those are his only two hits over in his last seven games. And in that last seven games, you know, 2 for 26, 15 strikeouts, 3 walks, 57.6% K rate over the last week. And again, it's a small sample size. The whole season is, we've only played 22 games. You know, one bad week can really screw up your whole stat line. I'm cognizant of that. But when it's this drastic, 2 for 26, 15 strikeouts, that's more than a bad week. This guy's a little lost right now, and it needs to be fixed quickly before it gets out of hand. Because this is a guy, like you said, Andrew, they cannot win. They cannot compete seriously for 162 without O'Neill Cruz. He is arguably the most important piece to this equation, if not the most important, one of the top two, three. So it's been tough. Brewers coming to town. Doesn't get any easier. First place team. Just your initial thoughts, Andrew. One key thing you're looking at with the Brew Crew.
Well, one other note I'll add too as well is that, you know, not just the best team in the NL Central right now, one of the best road teams in MLB, barring Sunday's result against the Cardinals. They're either going to be 9-3 or 10-2 on the road this season heading into PNC Park. So that's a great sign for the Pirates. But no, I mean, they're a power-hitting team, which is kind of surprising given the roster composition. Signing Rhys Hoskins has obviously helped. But, you know, Christian Yelich has been a guy who's had a bounce-back season when in the lineup. So they're top five in baseball and home runs. That's a big thing for them, is just driving the ball. You know, the Pirates, can they keep them from launching balls into the Allegheny? That's my question. It's just, how do they stack up against this lineup for the Brewers that's got a lot of guys? It's not top-heavy. It's got a couple of big-namers. There's a number of guys throughout that lineup, 1-9, who can take the ball deep.
So one thing I do notice about them, they are third worst in the National League with strikeouts, 163. So maybe with a team that has less nasty stuff, less swing-and-miss generation, a team that pitches a little bit more to contact, this could be the series that wakes up the Pirates' bats. I'm not necessarily optimistic like you, Andrew. Like, I'm not saying you're optimistic. You know, we're on the same wavelength. We're like, this is going to be a daunting task. This is probably the best quality team this club has played this year as far as how it's playing right now. I'm not saying the Brewers are better than the Phillies or the Orioles, but I'm saying the Brewers are playing better baseball right now than both of those teams. But I just think the lack of swing and miss from this pitching rotation or pitching staff might give this opportunity for the Pirates to just swing the bat, put something in play, and get a little bit of something. I mean, it's been exactly a week since this team scored more than three runs. That has to change. That has to change before they head out to the West Coast. So that's all we got for today. He's Andrew Destin. I'm Noah Hiles. You can check out our work at post-gazette.com, and you can keep on tuning into the Post-Gazette Sports Now YouTube channel and podcast network for all of your Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports coverage. Take care.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.